This is our symbol for being quiet. It's called a quiet coyote. Like, you do this with the mouth and you open the ears. It's really great. So, so here's your, so we're going to ask you, talk to each other and ask questions. Hello, come on in.
Thank you.
Do you like to say your name?
Mary.
Mary, where are you from, Mary?
Not too far from here.
Wonderful.
But I'm homeless.
Oh, okay. Come on over and talk to Randall.
Okay.
So your question is, okay, when you came to the, when you heard there was going to be an anti-oppression workshop, what did you think you were getting into? So a minute per person. And go. Has everyone talked?
The students.
Yeah.
Great. Switch.
That's really good.
Sorry.
Hello.
Moving is great. All right, you have a different question. Grant.
What?
This different question.
About whether it was good. Oh, yeah.
So just so you know, all of these is a different question. Yes, ma'am.
Some people didn't know that you weren't going to call the 1 minute, and so they only did a one way. So I just would ask
you
to clarify that before we go on whether you're going to call that or not.
Well, I can. Or you can be like, alrighty, I finished talking. Let's switch. So I can do the 1 minute, I think. I don't have one of those phones that watch, one of those watches that does like the timing
seconds.
Thing. But I can try. I'll just take a guess. I'll count to 60. Okay. I'm not doing anything else. So, when you hear the word oppression, what's the first thing that comes to mind? And go.
When you hear the word oppression,
the first thing that comes to my mind is the oppression of the system against people who try to change the world. I can change the system, but I take it that's not really what the international world is about. It's more like the interpersonal within the group.
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of think of like climate justice, just in terms of the system creating climate change, which is some people before other people.
No, the other person hasn't spoken. They should talk now.
Okay. Issues like that in my measure. I mean, I think
rising tide.
Well, there are like five of us.
It's a myth.
Well, our race is different than the rising tide. There are like five of us. We're white. which means we come from lots of different backgrounds, but it's kind of things that we're used to, that they, you know, grew up with certain individual programs or anything, it's simply because of the color of our skin.
Somehow, like,
we showed up to. So, yeah, I definitely think just because of that, it's an issue. You know, we talk about trying to have a convergence, and it comes up like, okay, we're trying to, you know, tell our friends, how do we recruit people to come be part of it, how do we get workshop leaders, how do we participate. We're talking to all the people we know.
You don't have to work that much, but you know, you're going to be really on the floor.
I think that's basic depression. I think that's depression.
Switch people! Yay!
Go find it.
What's this?
Just
find
it. I'll tell you.
We do different
things. So someone should talk to me because I want to talk to somebody too. Can I talk to you? Good shot. Get later.
What's the topic?
Same one?
No. I'm waiting on people to introduce themselves. Okay. Next question. What stereotypes do you have about Southerners? It's a stereotype around like what people are watching. Like you're still a people used to having not having power. That some even if like a corporation which is the bedrock of that. No one ever says anything. No one challenges me. No one challenges like health standards. No one challenges like the non-challenge.
She had an accent with two friends and she talked completely different. Now she was like in high school back then, college and all that. And when she was there, she was
Even though I was born here.
No one knows about it.
Like, you, it's like, sometimes I forget to act like that. It's kind of like a area. Has everyone talked? Have both people talked?
Not me.
Okay, so you should talk now. Like, that's the deepest thing when you think about it. And it's not like they're moving it. They're not moving. You know, like, no one is moving. Everyone's in this like,
Switch
people. Sorry.
Hi. You're not supposed to know.
I can't.
Wait, I'll do you. Can you talk to me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm Jen. I'm Elandria.
Elandria.
Nice to meet you, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for your next question?
Yes.
What stereotypes do you have about Appalachians? No.
Well, I live in Appalachia, but that doesn't mean I'm free from the stereotypes. But, I have more stereotypes about Southerners than I have Appalachians. I mean,
you can talk about Southern Appalachians. There's a ton of us. All of us do. I'm a Southern Appalachian. I'm a Southern Latin.
Well, I guess, okay, I don't know. Stereotypes I have, like, I just assume that, like, my stereotype is of white people themselves, including especially, I guess, since they're Appalachian or an Appalachian. Or like when, you know, in history class, we learned that the white poor people are the kids against the black people in Appalachia, just like that type of historical.
So I guess that's
never. You're still like, I mean, you're having a really
Like, a lot of times when I watch stuff about Appalachia, like, I just feel really uncomfortable with like, the way that people are portrayed. Even like when I lived in Pennsylvania, I lived in like the area, and there was a lot of folks who
were you in the Appalachian part of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I can still remember. Like, I mean, I didn't actually live in that part.
Okay.
There was definitely part. I don't even know what I'm going through.
Oh, because that's just, you know, Appalachian Mountain goes
on. Yeah. And I think I must have been right. But, you know, I'm just like, yeah.
No, it was funny. I went to the main. And someone was like, what's really kind of Appalachian? I'm like, what
is it? What part?
Lancaster?
See, I was actually so close to Pittsburgh, but I worked like about 45 minutes south, and it was really not me. There's definitely really cool folks who like it that, you know, lived in Appalachian, like, South Carolina.
What is it?
What is it?
I have no idea what I'm getting into.
But that was
questioning? Like, because I don't know about
you. You asked the question?
Like, I know. Well, because other people know. It's a good question for other people to think about. They don't want to get on Appalachian. Because if you do a mountain removal work,
right,
a lot of it is just Appalachian.
I guess concerned is that would be
religious.
Right, religious and socially
conservative. Yes. I'm trying to look
at the hate gays that stuck together. You're like,
yes. I mean, what else? I'm sure there's others.
You know what it is? It's no. It's, but I don't know. This is a stereotype. I think it's actually it's passive around like dealing with conflict. It's like this passive like that. If you don't know what people are, if you don't know, then you don't know people are pissed at you.
So wait.
So like, is this like? No one actually comes out right and says you have pissed me off. It's more like by my tones, by the looks, by the then you know that the is I'm annoyed with what you just said.
Yeah.
But there's no outright I'm annoyed with what you said.
Yeah.
I'm only happy because the people I work with. And I'm like,
I'm pissed off at you.
I mean, it's really, I mean, like, to a point where people, like, don't actually come out right and it's really hard. It's hard that Appalachian they're not being cast at all. You just haven't figured it out yet.
Right.
You just don't know. Get ready. If both people haven't talked, you should switch the person talking.
How's it going?
So, are you staying here all week or just today?
I was here yesterday.
I think it's a meeting in Winston-Salem.
Really? What?
My church?
I mean, Unitarian Universalist, and so we have a meeting.
I met you. Do you know Hannah Stampy?
Yes.
Okay, I totally didn't. I mean, I think I formally met you, but me and Hannah, we went to school. What should we do? And I feel like, did you, I mean, maybe in course. Maybe just around this thing.
Maybe.
Did you see like, Hannah? Because she's a Indian. I'm like, I wish she's a Indian. You guys are headed up this story.
I love Hannah. She's sweet. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
We did. We got an email from her the other day.
She's like, I'm going biking. I was like, how are you? I was like, you don't have to go to work. She was like, in Landria. I was like, sorry. She got so pissy at me. I was like, you must not have to send money anywhere. I was like, I can't even bike and sit in my house. I'm like, it's so much money.
And in and
out. We all have bills.
Yeah.
That's why they call land grant. My family expects resources. She's like, I don't have to send money home. I was like, mother, you're not.
He said money home.
All the schools are
doing so good. Florida.
Well, you know, they're like near a beach.
Yeah. So it helps.
It's worse up here. Like, it really is. Like, it's worse. Like, vitamins. Because we're not in the mountains.
Yeah.
We're like, on, and we're in a valley right now. That's what it is, because we're in a valley. All that is.
Hello.
Okay, you just switch people now. Yes. The goal is for you to talk to half the people this
week. Yeah, what's up? See you later.
Hi. You never get my
hilarious. Lisa? Can I talk to you?
We can talk. Sure. I mean, I know you, but... How's it going?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, but we all... She's the problem.
She's the problem. What's the problem? Do you know them?
No, I know them.
Okay, why don't you go? Are you the one that knows everybody?
Oh, and you can talk to them.
Who knows everybody?
Yeah,
we can.
I can talk.
Well, and I know everybody. There's a bunch of us who know everybody.
Great. Well, find the people you know less.
Okay. Well, yeah. I can. Oh, are you gonna talk to?
Yeah.
I can talk to him.
Great.
Okay,
I'll talk to one of them. We'll talk to him. Okay. You ready for your question?
The thing is I think I'm ruined with
this is built in your dough. You can just actually use it in
just minutes. Okay, great. When have you witnessed an oppressive act? When have you witnessed an oppressive act?
Hello.
Right before I go to sleep.
Wait, really?
Do you want to go first?
No, you can go first.
Okay. I guess the most often
thing I have in this
for a lot of restaurants, and I guess I get like, especially because I work with like a lot of immigrants, that I would come here workers. I think that like I've just seen in restaurants too, just like working hours and hours and hours and hours
white people
and not having any like, hey, I need a break right now, or I don't know what I'm already every day, or you know, just all these things that and then being in the service industry, because you're so replaceable that like nobody really ever says anything, and so
they
felt on double, so it's okay, and you know, you can't question it. I think that's
the reason they put me in the room is and who gets what punch. So like him and the people all had the same but like all the white kids got all like a perfect and all the black kids were like for like the long shortest was 15 weekends, the longest was like 3 weeks. And the 15 weekends is really good. All the kids were in class. So the ones who could have money to have like the one who didn't have the money for earlier got like
she's kind of a corporate girl as far as that goes, and she got like 3 months in the YW USDA, which is
really
and my whole family is like just I guess I'm just like kind of like I think that my family doesn't understand the way the legal system works and like how unfair it is and they
if you haven't, if the other person hasn't spoken, you should switch to talking.
How long have you been at the Highlander? It seems really cool. I've like looked into it a little bit, but I don't know. Yeah, it was really good.
No, I mean, it's what my parents went through in the 60s.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. That's awesome. And, like, I had come up, like, to be with folks. But all this, like, involved, but not on staff.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and they helped us when we started eating. They helped us start eating.
Yeah, that's cool. How many people are there, like, at working, like, staff?
Yeah, and 3 interns.
Because I think that, I mean, if you only know
switch.
Switch people.
I hope they both talk.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Jen.
Hi.
I've already talked to you.
Have you been to the table?
Me and Nabel go way back.
Oh, okay.
There we go. We know each other.
I know that. I know that. Sorry.
Hilarious.
You know one of them?
Let's see. Yeah, we are.
I go way back. I haven't talked to Jack
Can you talk to him?
Wonderful. Here's the question. When have you yourself been a perpetrator of an oppressive act? When have you committed an oppressive act? And so, ready, I'm going to couch it. If you say I cut on the light, we're going to have problems. Like, give me, like, something deeper than I cut on the light switch. Yes, we know that it's horrible, but no.
Something we did that was oppressive.
Something you did that was oppressive.
Oh, no. Oh,
could it be right now?
Milk would not, before I say this.
Like, not just participating in capitalism.
Well, right. I mean, like, you can say that, but it needs to have, like, an event. Does that make sense?
Something you did to another person.
Something that you know, the person or something, it's just whatever. But I mean, I'm just saying, don't say. People like to say, I cut on the light switch, and I'm like, work me.
Yes, sir. Okay. I'll pick up with where I was before. In my family, there was some oppression that my mother sort of laid down, but I think I picked it up and I bought into it, which was too bad.
And it really you and me go first. Okay.
And
so, I've been able to
help.
Oh, shit.
You know, ask questions and help her get help, and that.
No, I know what I did. So, I just ran a youth camp.
And
part of the thing that we do, like you guys talked about, was about simultaneous interpretation. And I forgot once, because I actually speak, I can understand Spanish, but I was should have had on my headset. And so I didn't have it on, which in turn made a lot of Spanish speakers feel like they weren't important and they weren't essential. And I don't think I did a good job, like in the beginning, really making sure that people, like, we mixed it up and talked to each other, and I think that didn't help.
You can think of lots of instances where I don't do anti-oppression.
I mean, it's small, but for a lot of people, they were like, I came here and I don't feel like I'm wanted or cared for.
Like, I can just ripple through my brain in the last 2 weeks, the opportunities, and I could have taken them. So by not taking them, I'm kind of perpetuating the status quo. But the little thing that I do, make a point of being
worse
for African Americans. It's a little bit of direct action.
That's
cool.
I'm sure these things all the time.
When I don't do that, I like to look around and find ways to.
If the other person hasn't spoken, they should speak now.
I remember
what it was that we had to.
Sometimes,
like, I was doing a workshop, and we had to put up, like, what people do when they get nervous. And, like, one thing a lot of people do is they laugh. And I'm not trying. It's not funny. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's not really funny.
I think sometimes I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Basically, you know,
I think, you know, the one thing I realized I do is I switch language. So, like, how I'm talking to you is not how I would talk to Bob in Mississippi. Or if I was even with other people. And I realize that in some ways, the people feel less surprised than that. Is the language switch? It's everything switch. Like, if you were black and from where I'm from, I'd be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Like, it would be a completely different talk, but that doesn't help the situation here. No, people would be like, what's wrong with her? So, so that in itself is oppressive probably to me.
Right.
You know, like, that's not what I do to myself.
I don't really know.
I think definitely also my last was during
quarantine.
No, I think that's good though.
And I
definitely that's good. I'm like, no one can understand you. He's like, what? I was like, they don't know what the hell you just said. He's like, but I want to help everyone's vocab. They don't need it. That's good. There you go. Hey, it's a larger system problem. You are the main.
It's one thing that people aren't.
Wonderful. One last one. Go find someone you don't know. Well, that you do know, but just whatever. Go find someone else.
Haven't talked yet.
What's your name?
So we finally get to talk. Yay!
We talked again.
We didn't actually talk.
Well, yeah.
I heard the people that keep coming in. Wonderful. Okay. How does oppression play into the environmental movement? Or how does your movement in itself? Because part of the reason why we're having this conversation is how we can make the environmental movement more anti-oppressive. So what have you seen in the environmental movement that is oppressive?
I don't think I was going to have to think so.
You mean as in outside influences or you mean within the?
Within the movement. There's plenty.
One of the things I saw inside the
movement came up and talked about the relationship between like guys and city environment
I wondered. Yeah,
There was a younger one. The older one.
Have both of you spoken? If people, both people haven't spoken, you should switch people talking. I think that my problem with the environment is that it's not
in English.
Is that things aren't done in the future. There's no strategy. There's no plan. It's not led by most people. Like, the world is like, that to me is a problem. That means, like, there's something. Like, you come to a place. Like, I'm just
At
the same time, I'm not alienating the very people who are the ones that, you know, like, if you don't need it, take it off. It's easier. If you're not in an area that don't need it, We can figure out a way to work together. We don't have the same job. Okay. Back into the circle.
Oh, good.